USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's called a bill of complaint. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's lawsuit filed with the U.S. Supreme Court for President Trump's ongoing election challenge. Trump lawyer Jordan Sokolow on Newsmax TV explains the Supreme Court is involved now because it's state versus state.
The court didn't just take this and issue an order denying it or something like that, or maybe coming up with opinions later on tomorrow. They are requiring these four states to actively respond by Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern time to the allegations in this bill of complaint. And that's different than most court cases at the Supreme Court, because this is a case of original jurisdiction where the court has that original jurisdiction in the Constitution because it is state versus state.
We'll stay on top of this breaking development. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Right or wrong, leadership's role in combating the China virus is wreaking havoc on the economy and Americans' ability to pay their rent. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has the details.
Nearly 12 million renters owe an average of $5,800 in back rent and utilities by January. That's according to a new report from Moody's Analytics. But the financial pinch could get worse for those renters as the federal eviction moratorium expires at the end of the year. On top of this, many governors and mayors across the country have shut down major sectors of the economy, leaving millions unemployed. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As of mid-2017, the number of U.S. renters stood at 43 million people in America, according to a Harvard University study. A Hawaiian Airlines flight had to make an emergency landing on Monday morning. The flight from Honolulu to Kahului turned around 20 minutes after taking off. Out of an abundance of caution, the crew elected to return the aircraft to Honolulu, the airline said. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A rare NFL game on Tuesday night saw the Baltimore Ravens hand the Dallas Cowboys their ninth loss of the season, 34-17. Just before the game, former Dallas wide receiver, now with Baltimore, Dez Bryant, tested positive for the China virus. Head coach John Harbaugh says the positive test left the team a man short.
It's a big challenge. You know, I mean, the timing of this thing is just a crazy kind of a deal, but we'd already turned in our inactives, and then we were informed. Bear came down and told me that Dez had an inconclusive test, and they were retesting one of the quick tests they have, the MESA test, and we had to wait on that. And in the meantime, the league told us we would not be allowed to bring a different player up if he tested positive, but if he tested positive, that he wasn't going to be allowed to play. My understanding that they did all the contact tracing, all the procedures were followed as far as any other player is concerned, but then they came back out while we were on the field in pregame warmups and said that he had tested positive, and so he would not be allowed to play. And that's where we were at. So we played with a man short on that one.
Sunday, the Cowboys are at the Bengals. The Ravens will be in Cleveland for Monday Night Football. If you're looking for that new video card to step up your computer gaming experience, let's hope AMD's Radeon RX 6900 XT graphics card wasn't on your short list. It sold out within minutes of going online at 6 a.m. Pacific Tuesday. The $999 graphics card was tough to purchase during Tuesday's day one sales. Fans of AMD complained there were not enough of the cards built to meet the demands. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.